But it is Africa Day.
This is cool.
Africa Day.
Yeah.
Now, who knew?
And this is the thing, living here on the Sunshine Coast, there's so many different cultures that are actually here.
Yep.
And it's so nice to be able to celebrate these. And because, especially if you're uneducated in other cultures and what they do on their specific days, that it is nice to be able to get to know that a little bit more.
There is a massive African contingent living here on the Sunshine Coast, and I knew nothing or know very little about the African culture and ways.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think from my perspective, the bulk of my education around Africa it came from this song. I bless the rains down in Africa. Which is obviously a Toto song and has got nothing to do with Africa at all. which is good because we have an expert in the building right now. His name is Rotendo Marunda. Beautiful name. He joins us right now. Hello, my friend.
Hi, how are you, Ash and Sam?
Yeah, good. Thank you so much for coming in, mate. Like, this is so nice to be able to get you in just to have a chat and educate us a little bit more about what World Africa Day is really about.
So World Africa Day is basically a celebration of when the African Union was formed, and it was formed back in the 60s, I think 1963, on the 25th of May.
Yeah, right.
And it was originally formed by just a handful of countries, but now it's got 54 countries, which is all the countries that you have in Africa.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and a good day, a bit like Australia Day, and the fact that you celebrate, you get together, you obviously mark the day with traditional foods and music and activities, yeah?
Yeah, it's basically... It's just a celebration of Africa as a continent, as a culture, and also just as people that are together, as a heritage.
Now, is this something that's taught in schools across Africa and obviously something that we're learning here a little bit more because of our multicultural sort of experience in Australia, but is this something that is sort of a part of the curriculum, so to speak?
Yeah, in Africa we do study a fair bit of African history. Mm. We go through all the... from the Egyptian history all the way to the ones from Southern Africa, which is like you've got the Great Zimbabwe, which is also was a dynasty on its own.
Yeah.
And you've got the Zulu nation, which was in South Africa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, all the different ones, even the ones in Mali and all the stuff. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And this is amazing because I think growing up, you know, from The Lion King especially, that's what we sort of thought Africa was all about. I just can't wait to be But the good thing is you guys going around and educating these schools is the fact that there is a whole lot more to it than just The Lion King, yeah?
Yeah, there's a lot more than just the lions running around, and it's not like, you know, how other people come into Australia and they expect kangaroos to be jumping around outside the window.
Yep.
It's pretty much the same thing whereby lions don't just roam around.
Having said that though, Rotendo, you go around Sippy Downs, around the university out there, and there are roos just lying around the place. Does the same thing happen in South Africa? You're driving around and all of a sudden, boom, there's a couple of lions. Is it going, there you go?
It depends. Most of them are all enclosed up into... national reserves and stuff, they still have the chance to roam around, but yeah, there's still a fair bit around.
Now, you've got something pretty special in that your grandma gave you.
Yeah, I've got this thing whereby, you know, in Africa, it's actually a saying from Nigeria where they say Nenka, which means mother is supreme. So it's just something that my grandma and me made growing up, and it's just hand sewn, and I used to draw in the people, the figurines and the figures that she wanted. And basically it represents the mother, the African mother, and all the roles that they play in the society, such as, you know, from fetching firewood to being the fisherman of the house to being the cook, the chef, everything. They used to just...
Mums do everything.
Yeah, they are supreme.
So that's pretty universal, isn't it? Doesn't matter what country you're from. I think mums are pretty special and they take care of everything around the house.
Yeah, it is. And you find that in Africa, we've got so much respect to our mums that we don't actually answer back at our mums, like, you know, unlike the culture here, which is somebody can actually say something back to their mums.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's such a great point, too.
You'd like that,
it?
Wouldn't you, Ash?
Yes, I would. that's such a great point, too. And there's such a respect within your culture that, you know, I really think that us Aussies can take something from.
Yeah, that's also one of the points as to why I came in, so that we can just highlight and have this cross-cultural thing whereby, you know, if people understand what my culture is about, it makes it easier for me to also get integrated into the Aussie culture, and I can bring some things that the Aussie culture can also learn from my culture.
Yeah,
absolutely right. Yeah. Rotendo, one of the things I'm passionate about is music, of course, and I remember growing up, and I went to the Queen Street Mall HMV because I heard this music and I wanted this particular thing and I bought this CD. And we are homeless, 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 boom, boom, online.
I could listen to it all day.
It's so beautiful,
soothing.
Isn't it?
Okay, so that's Lady Smith Black Mambazo.
Yeah.
And you're familiar with them?
Yeah, being from Zimbabwe, they're just next door, South Africa. So
oh, yeah.
It was actually one of the main songs that we used to get up and in the morning, you know, when you're going to work or going to school, it was always playing on the radio. So it actually really brings so much emotion in me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Do you know what? And that music is so much better than Cardi B's WAP.
Yeah, like, 100%.
It's so
oh, hello. And you know what? I actually think there's a lot of value in that as well. Now, we're going to wrap things up here, but you've got a little quick quiz for us. You want to put Ash and I to the test?
Yeah, I'll just ask you maybe two questions.
All right.
Whoever
all right.
takes it.
Okay. All right, so we got to thank you. You've brought in a wonderful basket full of African goodies
this is
here.
Great, yeah.
So, Ash, this is what we're vying for this morning, bud.
Okay, all right. Okay, feels good.
Take
Let's
it
do
away,
it.
Rotendo.
Yeah, so just the first question is just off what I was talking about earlier. How many countries are there in Africa?
55.
And your answer?
54.
She's got the question.
Oh! Well, hang on.
Oh, because this is so great.
Damn it.
No arguing with
Tunisia. Tunisia has been, whatever.
Good job, Ash. Well done. Well
Fine.
Done, honey.
And for the next question, yep. I'm just going to ask you guys to name one famous African person that you know and what specialty and what sort of thing they do.
Nelson Mandela. President of South Africa.
Oh, you got that.
World activist, peace purveyor.
Sorry,
and
mate.
Probably one of the greatest humans to walk the earth.
Okay, that's correct. And for you,
damn it. I was going to say Nelson Mandela. That was my answer.
I bet you. Being that Ash took the first question, I think we'll have to give it to her.
Being that she's a mother, I'm not going to talk back, so I'm just going to leave it be.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us, mate. We
and
really
happy Africa Day.
Thank you, and happy Africa Day to the Sunshine Coast Lightning as
Need
well.
Need some instant cash? Who doesn't?